Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone here to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live in GH Talk Radio. You're more than welcome to be here. I've got a wonderful and amazing show lined up here today for you, and I've got an amazing guest. That needs really no introduction. She's been on my show several times, and it's not somebody that's just a guest, but somebody I would call a true friend, a lady that, well, I'm actually going to meet in just over 3 weeks' time. It's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Excited is the word.
I'm so excited as well. I'm really looking forward to having you here in South Florida as our very special guest at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. And partaking in all of these fabulous events that you and I have been burning a late night hour candle trying to plan, and all the radio shows that we have coming up here in the U.S. It's truly a great event to have the U.K. come meet you and the U.S. and connect to the other side and really truly prove that the world has no boundaries. It's just we're all connected.
You know, and this is what this tour has been labeled, isn't it? The UK meets the USA. And, you know, I'm so excited to come over. You know, it was just yesterday, Sid, I actually went out and started doing the first bits of shopping. You know, those last-minute things that you really need, you know, the sprays and so on. I was out yesterday and I was thinking, maybe now is time I should be doing this. And I did, you know, I put extra stuff in my shopping cart there, in my trolley, and pushing around, and I was getting all excited walking around, getting double of everything, and I was thinking, oh my God, this is just over 3 weeks' time. You know, I can't believe it's come around that quick.
I know. It seems like just the other day, we jokingly, it started as a joke. I mean, we were talking as a whim, could you imagine if you were to come to the United States of America and land in sunny West Palm Beach, which isn't so sunny today, by the way, we've got rain, but and just share this experience with us, and as it got closer, by golly, I think you did it.
Well, you know, it's you're quite right. We was just joking about it, weren't we? You know, and all of a sudden, wow, 3 weeks to go, and you know, it's amazing. I've sorted out somebody to look after my dog today as well. So there's two people that's kind of fighting over who's going to mind Marley for the. So it's he's excited, I'm sure, because with the one comes another dog, another boxer dog, and I'm sure that he would get quite friendly with this other boxer dog. But the other one is going to be more of a quieter time for him, and he would probably enjoy that more, if I'm honest with you. So, you know, it looks like it's win-win all the way around, isn't it, you know?
Yes, it is, it is. And, you know, animals are just so adaptable. They really are. We go through so much more as humans, assuming that they're going through this. Oh, I'm going to miss them, but they adapt. You know, as long as they have someone who's going to love them and pet them and feed them,
Yeah. They're
usually quite good.
Now, Sarah, I do want to mention about the work that I will be doing over with you, because I know on Friday the 5th of October, I'll be doing a gallery reading, which... you know, it's called something different over here. It's called a demonstration in the UK. No different. You know, there'll be an audience of people, God willing. And I say God willing because we can't guarantee anything, you know. But
right.
There's an audience of people where I will be able to pass on messages from loved ones to bring comfort, bring upliftment to those people that comes to that event. And so let's just... say now how people can get, because tickets are now becoming available for these events, isn't it?
Yes, they're just the registration is just being formulated, so people can go to Sarah Spiritual, Sarah Spiritual, Spiritual, SarahSpiritual.com, and the registration is going to be up probably by midnight tonight. They're going to be able to register for one or many of your events. One would be October 5th, which is going to be a live gallery where you're going to be giving messages from the other side to the general audience, and ideally people will get messages from their loved ones. Of course, we don't know as you and I sit, although sometimes we may get a heads up who's going to come through. We, as we are planning now, can't say whether the person in row three is going to get a message from their grandmother per se, but people from the other side we know will come through and give messages and really connect with our audience in a way that really, Mike, only you can do. I mean, if I've ever known anyone to connect in such a true fashion, a heartfelt fashion, it's you. And you do such a phenomenal job. I know they won't be disappointed, because they're truly going to feel that connection with our loved ones on the other side. And again, it is October 5th. It's going to begin at 7:30 p.m., and it's going to be in West Palm Beach, at the Expedito Enlightenment Center. Again, go to sarahspiritual.com. Also follow Mike on Facebook and myself, Sarah Spiritual, on Facebook, because we'll have the events posted in the next couple of days. And what I love about the gallery for you, Mike, is that with everyone in mind, I feel that we have put together for your gift such a phenomenal presentation. And in a way that almost anyone and everyone can come, because we've priced everything, I believe, here in the United States very affordably for the gallery. And then we have a secondary gallery that you'll be doing in conjunction with me. You and I are going to be teaming up with the spirit world and giving messages and kind of connecting together and really communicating to our audience on Sunday, October 7th. And that's going to be at 4 p.m. October 7th, again, in West Palm Beach. So we did that particular timing to make it easy for people to come from near and far so that they can spend the afternoon with us and the Gallery of the Loved Ones. So those two big galleries are in the weekend of October 5th and then including the 7th. And then on October 6th, oh, my, Mike, you didn't come here to vacation. I know you're shopping, but you won't have any time to use your little things that you're purchasing, because on October 6th, you are going to be doing one-on-one appointments for about 30 minutes apiece, give or take a few minutes, because we know Spirit doesn't have a clock. Yeah. And you're going to be meeting with people one-on-one, and they'll have the ability to register, again, on my site and on Facebook. But we're going to make it very easy for people to sign up for an appointment. I also want to give out a phone number, and you can call the Expedito Enlightenment Center at 561-682-0955, and my assistant Jackie will gladly take your name down and register you for the gallery or for a personal appointment with you, Mike. So anyone who calls, we will definitely gather their information and make sure that they have a reservation. Okay. Right now, we don't have a limit, but when we hit our limit, whatever we deem is we are at capacity, we will of course announce that. So my advice to everyone listening is that once everything's published, please register quickly so that you know you have your spot. This from where I stand, I know you'll be back here in the United States after you've come and gone, Mike, but we don't know what tomorrow brings, so I do know that you will be here in just 3 weeks. And I was mentioning to someone this morning, I said, it's great because this is like almost like a one-time only type thing. I mean, we don't have another appearance. We have this one.
Yeah.
So I want people to appreciate the fact that you're coming here, and this is their opportunity. I know you have a tremendous following, throughout the United States as well as the UK. And so we're very excited. And I really hope that people take advantage of this opportunity to truly sit with one of, in my opinion, the greats in the world that have truly the ability to communicate with the other side. So that was my, 90-second commercial for you, Mike. How did I do?
You know, you've done absolutely fantastic. And you know, all those dates will be posted up on your website, up on my Facebook, up on my website. We'll be posting them as much as we can. And, you know, it's something that, you know, it's been in the back of my mind here for a long time. You know, I'd love to come to the USA. And when we was joking about it, you know, it seemed like only yesterday, really, to myself. But, you know, it's actually here. It's up on us. And now it's time to enjoy. It's time to embrace the two of us with the spirit world. And you know, just enjoy this time that we have together. You know, it's going to be, I think, a very short 2 weeks, if I'm honest with you. I think that the time will just fly by. It really will. But, you know, I do urge everyone, you know, if you want to come and see me work, come and have a one-to-one with me. As you quite rightly said this earlier, you know, book your slots and book them early, because I know, particularly in the UK, things get full pretty quick. And, you know, I would hate to think that someone was desperately wanted to be there and never booked in time, you know. So I do urge everyone to call the number, go on the websites, go on the Facebook pages, because that's where you'll find all the information.
Yes, it's going to be very, very exciting. And also, we have another event coming that is a tradition for us at the Expedio Enlightenment Center, and it's going to be your first time on September 29th, and it is open to the public. That's why I make this announcement, September 29th at 5:30 p.m. again at the Expedito Enlightenment Center in West Palm Beach. We are hosting a celebration, a party for the Archangels, particularly Archangel Michael. And what's so phenomenal about that event is we have people, again, who come from near or far to celebrate. We serve food and beverages. It's complimentary to the public, to our community, to our beloved clients. And we also have a spectacular surprise, because we're going to be teaching the children to sing a few pieces, and they're going to sing for Archangel Michael. And we are going to broadcast the whole thing live on another radio station that I'm affiliated with. So it's going to be a wonderful event. So it is a party to remember. And then, of course, I imagine there'll be an after party somewhere. So it's very exciting.
You know, Sinan, I imagine that you're going to be singing there as well with the children, aren't you?
I will be singing with the children. And I am currently working on a piece that either I will have finished or not. That's up to spirit. So I may be performing an original piece, or of course I'll be singing something just for everyone. As a former entertainer, I love to sing when I have the opportunity, and it's always wonderful to sing at such an event, because it really, music is a universal language, and it really sends out love and such true emotions of connectivity of all of us, that it's always a wonderful thing to sing and bring us all together.
You know, and that's one thing I'm looking forward to. But Sarah, please do me one favor. Please don't ask me to sing with you, because, you know, it's well, my voice is, it's okay for speaking, dreadful for
no problem. No, you know, I noticed that. I seem to surround myself with a lot of people who don't sing, so I don't know if that's conscious or subconscious, but either way, I'll sing for everybody. Not a problem.
There we are. Absolutely perfect. Well, I know that, you know, when I come over to the USA, and as I say, just over 3 weeks' time, you know, that we'll be, you know, obviously there's somebody coming over with me, as we've discussed and talked about, and, you know, we'll be doing a little bit of filming, and I hope that he catches that on video, and we'll be able to fetch that back to the UK. And you know, you never know, Sarah, you may be an international superstar before you know it.
You never know. You never know. Spirit works in miraculous ways, and I truly know that, you know, the days, we're counting the days here. We don't know when, but we just know one day I'm going to click my heels and I'm going to end up out of West Palm Beach, and all across the United States. I have many people who are asking me to come and visit with them as well. And ideally, one day I'll get the phone call from you and your crew, and you'll say, "Come on over. We got a gig to do." So we're looking forward to that as well.
And that day will surely come soon. And you know, and again, you know, it's like now we're talking about it, and within a few weeks, few months, you'll be here. You know, but
I know.
What, the one thing I will say, you say that, make sure you bring the largest, warmest coat that you could even ever imagine, because you will need it.
Well, here's the secret. Living here in West Palm Beach, I don't even really have any clothes, pairs of shoes. Everything's all, you know, heels and sandals and flip-flops, and I really don't have a winter coat. And when we drop down here, and our other Floridians and people here in the south of the United States know that we have just a few chilly days so you can get by. So you can send me to go shopping just come to the UK so I can have a warm coat. So but not a problem.
The biggest, thickest, padded one that you can find, and then, you know, that's the one you're going to need.
Okay. Well, I'll remember that.
And maybe an umbrella, because, you know, it does rain a lot here in the UK. Wonderful for growing things, you know, for growing vegetables in the garden and in the fields. You know, wonderful for that. Absolutely a nightmare for you know, people, particularly people like myself that's working in the building trade. You know, we kind of, these days it's like day on, day off, and it's not the best, you know. But never mind. It's enough about me whinging about the weather. I'm looking forward to coming over to, you know, the sunshine for 2 weeks. Not that I'm probably not going to get to see much of it, but, you know, it's going to be nice to be in a different place, in a different part of the world, working with some wonderful and truly amazing people like yourself. And, you know, having the spirit world around us, that's going to be the best thing ever. You know, so it's a part of my life that I think to myself, you know, I'm so excited for. It's a time of my life where, you know, it's there to enjoy and a time to solely work for the spirit world and to leave my daytime job to one side and just concentrate on being a medium for 2 weeks. You know, I can't ask for any better wish to come true than that one. So, you know, I thank you for that. You know, I really do deeply, because I know it's going to be an amazing 2 weeks.
Yes, it is. And we have so much plans, and please bring sunscreen, because like I need a winter coat, you need sunscreen. You look a little fair over there, so we can't have you turning bright red by the time the gallery comes.
You know, that's the worst thing that happens to me. They say that, you know, I go red, blister, and peel, and I surely don't want to be blistering within the first week of being there. So, you know, I will make sure that you know, I have plenty of sunscreen, and when you come over, make sure it's the biggest duffel coat that you can ever imagine. But so just give us that website some more times there. Just another one time before we go to a short commercial break. Is it sarahspiritual.com?
That is correct. And the web people are working feverishly right now as we speak to get all of the registration out. And if you would like to also follow me on Facebook, on my Facebook page, you have the ability to register on the mailing list. And we send out a mailing for every event that we host. So not only, Mike, are we going to post it, but people will be able to get a mailing in their email box with everything right there as well. So on Facebook, there's a place to register. Just join my mailing list. I'm sure it's on the websites as well. So just join the mailing list, and Mike, we're going to be sure to give you a copy of everything we're going to be sending out, and you can forward it to the rest of the listeners that have affiliated with your websites as well, because this is, from where I sit, the most amazing gift that we can give to each other here, those of us who are still here on Earth, sharing our connection with the others on the other side. Because I know that there's so many people, particularly now, there seems to be a lot of people crossing over, that the connection, just that breath of connection, really is bringing a lot of comfort to people. And I know that there's so many people out there suffering who've lost their loved ones for various reasons. And it's just a great way to know that although you may feel physically alone and away from them here, as you still remain on Earth, they are just a fraction of an inch away on the other side, and they're connected to us at all times. They're just behind a veil that you cannot see. But there are those who are gifted enough, like yourself, Mike, who can really see, and that's what it's about. Really spread the word, everyone. I cannot encourage you enough. Spread the word. This is meant to be not just a demonstration. It's meant so that you can connect and know that Mike and myself, that we are walking with these relatives and loved ones, and they're ready to just pop a message to us so that you know that they're okay and that they're watching out for you, and they know that you're going to be okay.
Most definitely, you know, and from where I sit, Sarah, you know, it's, as I've already said, it's going to be the most amazing thing that's ever happened in my life. And, you know, let's say that for the first time, I know that there's going to be several more to come, particularly when you visit the UK as well. You know, it's going to be an absolutely amazing, you know, I think that this may be start of something beautiful, something that's going to develop and something that's going to be with us for a long time to come yet.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, well, Sarah, let's go to a short commercial break, okay? I do have some music lined up here for you. Hope that you are going to like what I'm going to play you. I know I've played this one a few times here on my show, but it's a song that, you know, that I quite kind of relate this to yourself, really, because as I already said, you know, a long time ago, I've always wanted to go to the USA to work. And this song, you know, was played and I heard it and I thought, you know, I need to listen to the lyrics of this song because it means so much to me. And particularly when we started joking and to where we are now, I think this song sums it all up. So let me press this and let's see what happens.
Thank you.
You know, Sarah, the words in that song, Don't Stop Believing, and, you know, that is so true, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Who could imagine? You just can't. Miracles happen. Divine timing always brings things together just as it should be when it should be.
Most definitely. Okay, let's go to the phone lines, Jessica, because I know that the calls are stacking up in front of us. And, you know, I know that people have called in to, well, maybe see how we work and how we blend those energies together as one. So I think if we do one each to start off with, and I think then we may just go together and do one between us. Does that sound okay for you?
That sounds fine. Go right ahead.
Okay, so I know that our first caller is area code 303, and I'm sure it's Ali. Hi, Ali, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi, can I ask you where you're calling from, Ali?
Yes, I'm calling from Denver.
Okay, and
Colorado.
From Colorado. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Okay, now I'm going to hand you over to Sarah, and I know that Sarah will be able to do her very best in helping you in whatever question or whatever it was that you called up for. Okay?
All right. Okay, thank you.
Wonderful. And Ali, what is your birthday, please?
Oh, March 15th.
Okay. And can I have the spelling of your name, please? Just the spelling.
I'm sorry?
The spelling of your name, please.
Do you want my, like, my...
Just the spelling of your first name. I just need the spelling of your first name, please.
Okay. We can go by what's on my birth certificate.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Because I have a nickname. Alison is on my birth certificate.
Okay. Yeah. Wonderful. Because I want to connect with the spirit world, and I want to make sure that I have the information that I need.
Oh.
Interestingly enough, but your friends call you Ali, is that correct?
Actually, more people call me Al.
Al, okay. So we shorten the name. But Spirit says that you have such a great heart, Ali. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
All right. They said that you are such a caring and giving person that you can't really give enough sometimes. And people come to you with their problems and their issues, and they look to you for guidance is the word that I'm getting. Is that correct?
That's actually not correct, but when I had friends, that was I'm a very, very extremely good listener, actually, and people find it extremely comfortable confiding in me. Total strangers actually have told me things that they've never told anybody, ever.
Right.
Total strangers.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well,
people really trust me.
And that is what Spirit is saying, that people look to you for guidance. Whether they're your friends or they're not your friends, it's just terminology. But Spirit is saying to me that you are truly someone that people trust. And one of the things that is so important is that you have an incredible connection with the spirit world because you are just very true. You're very true in who you are.
Yeah.
And Spirit is also saying that you get messages, that they communicate with you regularly, and that you actually are a communicator, that whether it's always conscious or not, because I get the sense that in your early development, you were giving advice or listening or giving energy to people, and you weren't even aware that you were the conduit for Spirit at the early stages. Does this make sense?
Yes, it makes total sense, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you are a healer. All right, you are a healer, and you are meant to help people in this lifetime. What is your question for us? How can I best assist you?
Oh, gosh. I'm in a job that is not at all my path, is not at all who I am, well, not at all, but is not my purpose at all. I don't even make enough to make ends meet at my job. I'm very, very, very off path right now in my work, which I've always known what my work is. I've always known. There's been some things that have happened in my life recently that really are pushing me very, very strongly to get back onto my path and my purpose, again, which I'm very clear about. The thing is that...
Bear with me 1 minute, Ali, because I just want to say this to you. When you said your job, the first thing Spirit said to me, bam, just like that, is dead end. You're at the dead end.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so
oh, no,
at the dead end,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Spirit wants you to turn around. You need to go back to your root basics of who you are. And you need to align yourself, and they're very clear with this, align yourself with the correct people who are going to support that decision. And I'm not saying you need the popular opinion, but you need the right energies around you so that you can really step into your purpose. And they're telling me your purpose is a healer. They show me Archangel Raphael around you. Do you talk to the angels? Because I see Michael and Raphael around you.
Yes. Yeah, I do, actually. I do. There's a couple that I feel really particularly strongly right now, especially Archangel Raphael, because of some events that have happened in my life right now that there's some death in my there's been a death, and so I feel an incredible change of it has initiated a lot of things for me right now, and the healing is really needs to be there for me as well, and Archangel Raphael is one of them. So I feel
very
that.
Strong around you, very strong around you, and guiding every step of the way. So you're looking for your purpose. So what
I was born knowing it.
Okay.
That's why being so off. I knew it prenatally. That is how strong it is for me. My question, however, is that the current job I have right now doesn't even make enough. It's very menial. Doesn't make enough to even make ends meet. I need to get back into my purpose and my path. And the question really is, it sounds very mundane, but it is an important question right now. I have two different paths I'm sort of looking at. The first path is not a career path, but it's a temporary job that was only maybe 2 months, would be not at all related to my career, but it would bring some money back into my life that I need desperately. The other path that I'm looking at keeps my current position but adds a second part-time job to it, which, again, neither of them being what I'm meant to do, but right now trying to get my money situated. Yeah, get the income going. But no, but neither of them is my heart, okay? Neither of them is my heart.
I hear you. And the spirit world knows, and Mike and I are very much aware of this, that we have to do things sometimes in the physical world while the spirit world puts things in order for us to fulfill our purpose, all right? And right now, my spirit is telling me the next 3 months, as you were talking, they gave me the number three, and they're telling me the next 3 months there's going to be a financial turnaround. They're showing me something that is an adjunct to what you're currently doing. Something in addition, because I see you eventually leaving, and eventually, let me give you a timeline, because they're going, don't just say eventually, Sarah, they're giving me the number six. In 6 months, you are leaving the dead-end position you're in and stepping into another position that is more lucrative to allow you to fulfill your purpose with the other time. So whether you work two jobs now is going to be temporary. It is going to be a temporary thing, so that you can fulfill your purpose and have some of your needs met. It seems like you've been bled dry. There's a serious list of events financially that we're kind of pulling at you as well. Does that make sense to you? So we need to repair that. So Spirit is going to help you with that. And the next 3 months are a tremendous change for you.
Right. The question I really have foremost here is, do I take an election related job, it's related to the election we're getting ready to have, so it has a built-in end, that come November the job is done. No, it's that kind of very definitive ending. Do I take that job to bring in more money? Yes or no? Although it leaves me unemployed, again, and I was unemployed for 3 years, I can't go back to that.
Then I go back to what Spirit said initially, and because Spirit answered the question, Spirit said you're to take an adjunct job. In other words, something that's in addition to. So if working on the elections is going to leave you unemployed, then you must maintain the dead-end job for now and take something in addition until you step into what's next for you?
I think that remaining in my current position right now is not only dead end. It is. How can I put
toxic.
This?
It's toxic.
It's actually almost in many ways working against me.
Yes, it's very toxic for you. It's very toxic for you, but you have to hear and understand this, and this is a learning curve for all of us. I can tell you to go based on what Spirit says and take your election job. You can do that. But if you go into the election job, and this is something key for everyone to learn, if we go into a position of, wow, this is a new experience, it's going to bring abundance, however, it has an end, and then that leaves me unemployed, you automatically shut the flow of the income that's meant to come to you next, because you build in fear at the end.
There's no fear because there's a possibility. I'm not sure yet. I think there's a distinct possibility that I could return to the dead end job if I need it, because I know how much they like me.
Okay, but again, I'm going to stick with what Spirit said.
Spirit said
3 months. In 3 months, your finances are going to be better. In 3 months, there's going to be a resurrection of finances. And when I check with Spirit and I ask Spirit for both, either one works for you. It's a matter of what makes you feel comfortable.
Neither one of them makes you feel comfortable. Both of them
financially,
are so close.
You're being literal.
Yeah,
don't be literal. You want to be broad into what Spirit is saying. And Spirit says, you will be fine no matter what. In 3 months, you are going to feel much, much more financially secure and a little more stable. And like you've accomplished something. Instead of stepping backwards, you're going to feel like I'm beginning to move forward financially. They're also saying in 6 months, you are going to be doing a phenomenal thing to work towards your purpose, to putting things in order for your purpose. So I hope that we've answered your question.
Okay.
And
you see no harm coming from the election position. Is that correct? Because it's much
exactly.
more lucrative.
Much more lucrative than I do see that. Yes, I do see that. And as I sit here and Spirit has different ways that they give me signals, they're saying yes. And yes, they do like you at your job. We just wish that, you like the job as much as they like you, but oh well. Something better is coming. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, thank you, Ali, for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading in the archives, and I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let me go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Kim there with us. Hi, Kim, are you there with us?
Hello?
Hi, can I ask you, Kim, where are you calling from?
I'm in Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia, okay. And what was the reason that you called in for, Kim?
What do you see coming up in my love life?
Okay, well, Kim, what I do is link to the spirit world, okay? If that's okay, I'll do that for you, and then we'll see if
he
wants me to go down that avenue. Is that okay for you?
That's perfect. Whatever you get, that's fine for me.
Kim, because I know that, I say there was given that wonderful reading there, that wonderful communication. I knew that I had a lady that was stood behind me, and she was kind of, wanting me to get on with the work that she wants me to do. And I do believe that she connects there with you there, Kim, and I believe that she links to your mum's side of your family, because I know that she stands to my left-hand side, which means it's your mum's side. And I know as she communicates you, I know that she makes her way that when she passed, that she suffered for a while in her body before she passed on to the spirit world there. She would have been a lady that I wanted to say was full of life, full of energy, but this condition really took grip and took hold of her. I believe that if I'm linking with, like, grandmother, if I'm honest with you.
Yes, you are. She communicates with me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I know that's exactly who I have here with me. And, she just smiles at me, and she says to me, girl, now, if I said to you, Kim, that you're the kind of person that, tomorrow's not good enough, is it? We want everything today. Okay. And she says to me that you kind of trip yourself up, if I can say that there to you without me being offensive, because, we are the kind of person, why wait? Why wait for something wonderful to happen when it's going to happen? Let's have it now. So that's the way you feel at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, and she says to me that sometimes we can be so eager, and you know, we don't give ourselves enough time to be ourselves and relax. And I do believe that she's talking about your love life, if I'm honest here with you, because I know that's what I'm asking her about. So it is that you're wanting someone to come into your life there, Kim, is that right?
Yes.
See, and she says to me about rushing things, and you know, there's no need to rush these things, because you know, she talks to me about true love, and maybe I'm not the right person to advise you on true love, you know, because you know, I'm still single myself, and you know, sometimes I think that's probably for the best. But you know, she says to me about for yourself, okay, instead of rushing there, let's enjoy what we have around us, okay, because she says to me here that there's no need for any Russian. Now, I know that she talks to me that there's lots of things that she wants to discuss about your life. And, you know, I could really take up the rest of the time of the show talking to you, which I'm not going to do, obviously, because you know, everybody else would rant to me, wouldn't they, bless them? But I know that that we could talk to you for hours, because, you know, it's not just your love life. I know that there's something to do about, you know, that being comfortable of where you are. So I don't know if you feel comfortable at the minute, the way you're living, or if you want to move, or if you've just moved, or if there's those thoughts of, you know, I want to move there. So do you understand of this being uncomfortable?
Yeah.
See, because doesn't that prove to you that your grandmother is with you?
I know.
And she says to me here about recognizing. So you understand of the spirit world, the Kim yourself, is that right?
Yes.
See, because she says to me about recognizing, you recognize that she's there. And she says to me that she's never really left you. She's always been by your side every step of the way. So, you know, you must understand of your grandmother has been there with you. Is that right?
Yes.
See, she talks to me here. You know, she's just quite strong behind me, to be honest with you. And, you know, I know that she's not the kind of lady that I would mess with, because, you know, she would certainly in my pathway. And I feel that's what she would have done. When she was here, she would always put you straight in your pathway, and you know, always kind of give you direction in your life. Is that right?
Yes.
You know, I'd love to say to you, Kim, that you're going to meet the fellow of your dreams in the next 6 weeks. You know, I don't believe that's not going to happen anyway. You know, I believe it's going to be more of the point. See, I believe that you've already met the person that you're going to be with and settle with. And I do believe, as if I want to say to you, that, you know, it may not be the one. Because if I say to you that there is one in particular that you would like to be with at the moment, is that right? See, I don't feel that that's the right one for you, if I'm honest with you. And I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news there. Or if that's not what you want to hear, I do apologize. But, you know, I have to be true to myself and true to the spirit world. And she says to me, you know, the right one is there for you, but you just need to recognize it first. Okay, and acknowledge what's around us. I know that you have a very close group of friends in your life, okay, that you really rely upon and are really close to. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, and she says to me about these close group of friends. Now, if I sit you with these close group of friends, you know, it's like as if I don't know how old you are, Kim, and I would never ask a lady her age. You know, because that would be rude of me. But if I said to you that, you know, we still enjoy going out with a group of friends, we still enjoy being a part of that circle, if you like, for want of a better word. Is that right?
Yeah.
And she says to me, come on, girl, there's nothing wrong with letting your hair down every now and again. So there's obviously been where you've been holding yourself back and thinking, maybe this is not for me anymore. And there's nothing wrong with letting your hair down. Do you understand of this?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? Can I go back to you said that I already met the man that I'm going to end up with? That's what she said?
Yes.
There's two, though.
I know, because the one, like I said, the one that you already have met that you want to be with. And she said that's not the one.
But which one is it? There's two. And okay. I kind of settled that I won't. I'm confused. There's two.
Okay. Well, I know that there's one that you've already met, that's not the right one for you, okay? And okay, thank you, Dan. She says to me, that's the taller one of the two, okay? So do you understand?
The taller one is not the one I'm going to end up with?
Yeah, the shorter one, okay? The shorter one.
I'm going to end up with the shorter one?
The shorter one, yeah. Now, I don't know how short he is. I don't know how tall he is. I don't know, because she never tells me. But as I'm saying to her about that there's two, and she says, I know it's two. And she says to me, it's the shorter one, okay? So it's the shorter of the two that you know that's quite close in your environment, or around your vibration, that's the one I want to be closest to there with you. And I believe this is the one that I want to settle my, because I know that that shorter one has a wonderful calming energy with him. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's my other half, but there's no, we haven't, it's been years.
Okay. That's fine.
And then she sent, then my grandmother sent me another one in my dream, and that's the taller one.
Okay. Well, you know, even if the taller one is there for a little while, then that's fine. But I believe it's the shorter one is the one that, that you're going to end up with, because it's the wonderful calm and energy. That's what I need to place around you. That's what's going to, you know, make you be happy. Because, you know, I know one thing for sure, happiness counts for everything in this life, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, even though that you're saying that he is your partner and it's been a little while, that's fine. You know, sometimes we kind of lose track, we break pathways, and you know, but sometimes they do come back around, you know. And you know, when it comes back around, then that's the time it's either going to be the most exciting thing that's ever happened to us, or it'll go the other way. And I believe it's going to be the most exciting time it's ever going to happen there for us, Kim. Okay? Does that help you a little bit?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Okay. Well, know that your grandmother is there with you, Kim. Okay? Knowing that,
okay,
that she can walk by the side of you no matter what. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And know that she's always there for a shoulder to lean upon, because I know that she says to me, as I said, she's always been by your side. Okay? And she's never going to leave
okay.
you. So, you know, take
okay.
care. Okay? And please do right. download a copy of your reading in Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone line, Sarah. And I think we'll do a double one on this one, Sarah. Does that sound good to you?
That sounds fine. Actually, you know, when the grandmother came for our lovely caller, it was interesting because I got such a sweet scent around her. There was just, it was just such a nice floral scent. It was, she was just so rich, this wonderful energy around her and a beautiful scent. So it was really kind of cool.
You know, so that just tells us here, doesn't it, that we are already linking together. See, the spirit world is preparing this before even we, when we joked in, maybe the spirit world was preparing ready for it then. So let's go to our next caller and
yeah.
see how our, well, it's a test for us really, see, isn't it? How our blend as one, and I'm sure that, you know, that there will be fireworks and parties going on here. So let's bring on area code 917. Hi, area code 917. Can I take your name, please?
Yes, hi, how are you, Tina?
Hi, Tina. Can I ask you, Tina, where you're calling from?
New Jersey.
From New Jersey, wonderful. Okay, and what was the reason, Tina, that you called in for?
I just wanted to know what energy do you get from my absolutely amazing boyfriend, Corey.
Mm. Tina, when's your birthday?
November 27th.
Okay. And Corey's birthday, please?
His birthday is December 26th.
Uh-huh. Well, he's full of surprises, that man, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
A lot of personality. He likes a lot of attention. Don't you get that from Corey, Mike? That Corey likes attention.
You know, most definitely. You know, and the first thing I'm picking up, because, you know, I'm seeing the spirit. Come on, Spirit, give me some information about this person that Tina's talking about there. And the first thing I get is like, you know, I want to be surprised. I want to surprise you in everything. You know, I believe that he's like the kind of person that would, you know, jump out in front of you with a bunch of flowers, you know. Not meaning to scare you, but to surprise you. I want to bring that element of surprise around him. Is that right, Tina?
Yes, he is.
Okay. Because I know that's what I want to bring forward here with you. And Sarah, please do cut in at any time, because I know, you know, I'll just go off and off and off on a tangent.
Right.
You know, but I go on.
No, it's interesting because he's full of surprises, but there's a lot he keeps inside. He is a thinker. He's very analytical, Tina. So there's times where he may be quiet and let him be, because he likes to figure things out and he likes to play alpha dog. So sometimes he's got to be in charge. And you need to just kind of let him be for a minute because he can tend to shut down. And when something's bothering him, the wall comes down. And you need to allow him to lift the gates up so that he can communicate. So sometimes if he pulls within himself, I know that this romance is very intense right now. But when he goes deep in himself, you may feel like, oh, what did I do? Is something wrong with the relationship? What's happening? Maybe something's not right. Is there someone else? And all your old insecurities are going to begin to build up from past relationships, and spirit says, stop, honey. Don't go there, because he needs to figure things out for himself, and then he will come out and say what he wants to do or what's going on. Am I making sense to you?
That was my next question. You answered it before I even could ask. Because you're exactly right. He said, he came up, he's like, I want to get married, I'm your husband, and I know that he's not seeing anyone else, but it's just that you're right. He just withdrew within himself. So at first, I went to his house to talk to him because I thought something was wrong. We're just trying to fix each other out. I'm like, oh my God, what's wrong with you?
you went to his house to make sure no one else was there. Come on, honey. I'm from up north. I know. You don't have to play with us, girlfriend. I know. I know you were looking to see if there was a car in the driveway. Don't even go there.
Tina, as Tina was saying, come on now. Contain yourself, Tina. as Tina was saying there about the spirit is there, the one thing I'm picking up there straight away is that I know that there's been a loss, either with yourself or with your partner. I know, I don't know which one it's with, but I know that it's a loss, that it would be somebody that would have been quite close, either in your life or your partner's life. I do believe that this would be of a gentleman that makes a connection to you. I mean, I believe that this gentleman would link to dad's side of the family, because I do feel as if I want to say like dad, granddad, because I know the first thing he does is wraps his arms around me from the spirit world. So, Tina, do you understand of a granddad or a dad, either with yourself or with your partner, that hasn't long gone home to the spirit world?
My brother passed away. My granddad passed away a long time ago, but I really didn't know him. But my brother passed away.
Okay, hang on a minute then, because let me describe this man to you as I can see him, okay? Because he feels as if, as I said, when I'm aware of dads, granddads, are people that's very close to us, that they wrap their arms around me to give me that loving feeling, okay? Now, would I be right in saying to you that if this is your brother, that he passed very quickly home to the spirit world, is that right?
Yes, that's true.
Okay, and would I be right in saying to you that, when he went, okay, that it left a big empty space, and that space has not been filled yet, okay? So I know that there's still a lot of hurt, still lots of upset, still lots of disappointment around there. So does that fit with your brother then, please?
Yes.
And, if I said to you that your brother was quite a nicely built man in the build of his body there, I want to say strong, because I feel I want to be strong here. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Okay, so it's your brother. I do apologize for making the mistake of calling him dad or granddad.
It's okay.
I have to just see, and that just proves to everyone, doesn't it, that we're alive, and I just give it to you exactly the way I get it, But I know that he comes through and it's like, oh no, you hurt one of mine and you've got some problems. Okay, that's what I want to bring through. So that's the way your brother was. He was very protective there, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Okay, and see, not that he's threatening anyone. Please don't get me wrong, he's not doing that. But what he says is, that he will stand by the side of you no matter what. Okay, and he tells me that, more often than not, that... even though that your boyfriend, your partner, he goes withdrawn with inside himself, quite rightly, as Sarah's just said, but you do that as well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
See, and when you go withdrawn and he goes withdrawn, oh my God, World War III stuff. Okay?
Yes, we do. We're hilarious. We live down the street from each other, so when I didn't feel like talking, I jogged past him like four times, and he was just staring at me, so you're right.
Because I'm told, oh my God, you can be just the same, okay? Because
yes,
I know that.
I was like, oh no, we are too much alike.
It's like I just want to hold my hand up and say, yeah, whatever, because that's the way it makes me feel, as if I'm just putting my hand up, talk to the hand because the face is not concerned, And it's quite strange the spirit world is working me that way, because I don't normally work in that way, but that's fine. Because that just demonstrates to us that's exactly the way that your brother was in this life when he was here with us, okay? He says to me, don't get mixed up with anything that you shouldn't be. Now, I don't know if your brother was mixed up in things that he shouldn't have been, or if he was playing
a
part.
He was.
There we are. See, because he says to me, don't get mixed up in anything that you shouldn't be. You stay on the path that you're on, girl, and it wouldn't take you far wrong. So I know that there's been points of your life, points of his life, where he's either been running away from things, or he's been feeling he's been chasing things. Because I know for all of a sudden I want to put my best running shoes on here and start running. As I said, it's either to catch someone or it's either to run away from something. And he says to me, you know, you stick on your right pathway and you wouldn't have to wear them running shoes then, for want of a better word, in any way, shape or form. You look after yourself and do what's right by yourself. And I know that you're not going to go far wrong. Do you understand this?
Yes, I absolutely do. So do you see, does Corey want to, he said that he wanted us to get married. So is that one of the reasons that he's going within himself?
You know, I don't believe that's any reason that he's going with inside himself at all. No, to answer that question. I believe the reason why he's going with inside himself is because he needs time to adjust. Time to come to, see, now I know that he's the kind of person that says things and then maybe, what have I just said?
Yeah, I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement with Mike. He's the cat's out of the bag, and now he's like, holy crow, what am I going to do? So let him, he's got to find his way, honey. Who's the little boy? He's got a son around you guys, I don't know if it's associated with your brother, but I see this young boy. Who's got a little boy around you guys?
Like, what age? How old, what age?
I'm getting under 12. Like a little boy.
I have an 8-year-old son, and he has a 2-year-old, so that's why I just wanted to clarify.
Oh, okay. All right. But I just keep seeing this little boy running around. I just don't know. It's your son. It's your son because I'm reading you. So, okay. All right. I just have to acknowledge that. It's too much too soon. It's too hot. It's too heavy. It's got to cool down before it can turn to the just the right temperature.
Yeah, I was trying to calm him down because I was ending the relationship with my son's father, but he just came. I guess he was just so excited. You know, he just came, and I'm like, wait a minute, calm down. And he just wanted everything instantaneously because he is a private person, and he does move very slow. And he's been out of a relationship for 3 years.
Tina, I just want to cut in there. I do apologize, Sarah, for cutting in. I shouldn't really do that. But
no, that's fine.
I'm just being made aware of that there's... I think maybe with your son, is there a problem with your son at the minute? I don't know if he's very hyperactive or something. Do you understand this?
No, that's his son. No, my son is Tom.
Okay. I do apologize. But I know that I want to say, like, hyperactive, and it's like, everything's 100 miles an hour there, isn't it?
No, that's his son. My son is a cool little boy.
Okay, that's fine. But I know that I've got this energy of being hyperactive and running around, everything's 100 miles an hour, and, you know, I can't stop to do anything. I need to get into everything. I need to do a bit of this. I need to do a bit of that. So if that's his son, okay? Now, I know that that's where... See, because I know that the two of you can be stubborn, okay? And, that's fine. It's more, and correct me if I'm wrong, he gets more withdrawn than you do. You kind of snap out of it quicker, don't you?
Absolutely, yes. I'm a teacher, yes.
Because
yes,
I know that I'm being told with the one, the child that's hyperactive, okay, that's the one that doesn't snap out of it so quick. So I know that you're very good for him, okay, because you do pull it out of him, and it's like you bring the best side out of him there, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and you know what, so... Okay, I'm getting confused now, and that's not hard to read in, but why do I see as if you're putting stuff away for him? I don't know if you've just bought gifts for him or if you're putting things away. Do you understand where I'm going?
Corey?
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I have a little card and a little keychain I kept in my Bible.
Okay, so you've been putting things... See, perfect, isn't it? Doesn't that just demonstrate to you that, you know, your brother is with me from the spirit world, giving me that information that you need at the moment, okay? Now, I know that we're running short on time. I'm going to just quickly hand you back over to Sarah there.
Okay.
Okay.
Tina, go ahead. Ask your question, honey. Go ahead.
No, just as far as the relationship, I am taking my time, but I didn't want, like you say, he does need attention, so I didn't want to, he thinks kind of, that love is, he associates pain with love, so I didn't want him to think because I'm so, I'm a natural encourager, he likes that, but I didn't want to pull too far away from him for him to think that I really don't care.
Just be yourself. when you pull away, you're pulling away because you're afraid of getting hurt just as he is. You have to be authentic, and you have to be who you are, and you have to trust that your heart is always going to lead you to the right experience, and he is in your life for a reason, and you two have to experience the joy of being in each other's lives. And from that, a phenomenal love can grow. It's when we rush or we try to temper our behavior in order to heat off a pain or push off a situation or perhaps, you know, slow someone down. Be who you are, be authentic, and embrace the blessing that things are before you, and everything will be fine.
Okay, well, I'm giving him some time. Should I call him or wait for him to come to me now?
Do you love him?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Well, then, you need to call the man, girl. There's a song that says, I just called to say I love you. Listen, I know you're having personal space, but listen, I just had to call to say I love you. That's it. Talk to you later. Bye. And let him hold the phone speechless. What's wrong with you? You're from up north. You have a mouth. Use it. Goodness.
Right, so I just wanted to know what you picked up from him, because I just got that he was really afraid. You know, I can go pop up over there, but I would want him to invite me. And then, like you said, I'm watching him, I'm learning him, so I am giving him his space to be quiet. So then when I went over there, I ended up being quiet. I'm like, oh no, this is too much.
Tina,
treat yourself.
Can I be honest with you, Tina?
Yes.
Oh my, you're not gonna like this. Okay, but I need to be honest. It's not from spirits, from me. Okay, as a gentleman, as a man, you know, sometimes it takes a woman to be the bigger person, because men can be very, very stubborn, and I, for one, can be really stubborn. You know, it's not that you know, if you wait for him to invite you and to, you know, call you, you know, that's not going to happen for a little while, because he's in his moments. You need to bring the best out of him. So as Sarah quite rightly said, you know, ring him up to say, hi, how are you? Goodbye. You know, as simple as that. Make the first move. Does that help?
Okay, do you see what day I should go over there this week? What will be a good time?
Oh, she are a nightmare. Just get on with the girl.
Yeah, go ahead. Go.
Just get
don't
on.
Don't walk on eggshells.
You said just go over there?
Or call first. You can call first. I mean, you know, there's protocol. We must have manners. Emily Post taught us manners. Just simply do this. Call the man to tell him that, you know, I'm thinking about you. And, you know, I whatever one of you say, I can't tell you what to say. And then see what the reaction is. But somebody needs to, right, Mike? Somebody needs to throw down the feather and say, here we go. Here's the token.
Most definitely. Make that first move. And I know, Tina, that, you know, if you're waiting for him, you're going to be waiting a little bit longer, because he's in that place where he needs time to himself. He needs time to unwind, time to relax. But, you know, I believe that it'll be good if you make that contact.
Oh, great. Now, what are you guys' email and website really quickly? Because you guys were awesome. Thank you.
All right. Mike, you go first.
Okay, well, my email, if you want to reach me via email, it's mikespirit15@aol.com. The website... mikespirit15@aol.com. Okay, reach me on mikedavismedium.com or right here in mikespirit.fm. And Facebook, it's Mike Davis Medium. Over
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
And I'm just simply Sarah Spiritual, S-A-R-A-H, Spiritual, SPIRITUAL.com, SarahSpiritual.com. And there's so many places to click there. It'll take so many things that we're doing here in Florida. And I will be up north doing readings sometime in the next 6 months. So be sure to join our mailing list, and perhaps our paths will meet officially.
Oh, thank you. Now, wait, do you see a time frame that he'll want us to move in together?
Tina, I really got to move on, okay? We've got to go to the next callers. But, you know, I will answer your question. The time frame is, it's going to be longer if you don't make that move.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina.
All right. Bye, Tina. God bless you.
God bless you both.
Okay, well, I love Tina's energy there, Sarah. And I think we might just double up on the next one as well. Why not, isn't it?
Yes, why not?
Okay, let's go to area code 618. Hi, area code 618. Can we take it in, please?
Hi, this is Vanera.
Sorry, I missed that.
Venera.
Venera. Hi, Venera.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm going to try and get somewhere quiet. Okay. I just wanted to see whether I'm getting any kind of a, you know, messages. Doesn't matter. I'm, you know, anything that you might be connecting with anybody.
Okay, Vanilla, your connection is not the best. I will be honest with you, sound as if you're going in and out, but we'll do our very best for you. Can we ask you where you're calling from there?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay. Okay, Sarah, do you want to start?
Yes.
Well, okay. Vanilla, when's your birthday, please?
Before.
I missed the first month. I apologize. Venera?
I think Venera is gone. I think
we lost her. All right. Why don't we go to the next one, Mike, and then we'll...
Okay. And our next call is area code 347. Hi, area code 347. Can you speak your name, please?
Hi. Good evening. How you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Soraya. Hi, Mike. Hi, the other lady. I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Sarah.
That's fine. Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How you doing?
Okay, Sinira, you said it was, wasn't it?
Soraya.
I do apologize, Soraya.
It's okay.
Where is it that you're calling from, Soraya?
I'm calling from the Bronx, New York.
Okay, wonderful. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Okay, I have a very odd situation. I had misplaced my mother's car keys, and I can't find it. So I was just calling to find out if you could tell me in what area of the house that I should be looking at.
Okay. You know, my forte is to link to the spirit world, yeah. Sorry, and I'm going to do that for you, okay? And there's no guarantee that they're going to tell me where your mum's car keys are, mine, okay?
Right. Well, I can, Mike, if you can hear me, because I know our connection's getting a little crazy, but I can tell you this, because we have some crazy weather here in Florida, so if I drop off, my apologies, but I can tell you this, that it seems that if you have fallen down behind something, it's not like you just put it, but something, it got pushed off, so it's underneath something now. That's where you need to look. So.
Okay. I think I have an idea. Thank you for that.
All right,
much.
Give that a whirl, and then we'll see someone on the other side can narrow it down a little more. But I just see the key slipping and like almost falling underneath something.
Okay. Okay, I have one more question. As far as my move, I want to know, do you see me in... Matter of fact, I'm not even going to go there. Do you have anything from Spirit as far as guidance?
Okay.
And,
Soraya, let me make a connection here for you to the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
And you know, the first thing I have is a lady, okay? And I know as this lady communicates to me, I know that she was very small of her build, okay? Very slight in her build before she passed on to the spirit world. I know that she lost quite a considerable amount of weight before she passed as well, because she makes her way of her 1 minute, and then the next minute she seems to be a lot slimmer. Before she passes on to the spirit world. So know that you lost quite a bit of weight before she passed. Now, I know that you was talking about your mum's keys, and, you know, she seems to be comfortable with being with mum. So I know that you would connect to your mum's side of your family, okay? Now, I do believe that I want to say to you that she goes back a little bit further than your mum. So let's look her off your grandmother, okay? So would you understand your grandmother in the spirit world up on your mum's side?
Actually, today is her birthday, and she has died.
Perfect, because I know that that's who I'm with, okay? And you'd understand that she would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, bless her heart, because I know that she's with me at the moment, okay? Now, I want to go back to the first question about the keys, and you know, as Sarah quite rightly said, that they've fallen behind something. Now, I don't know if you have, like, a sofa... where there would be, like, no back to the sofa, you know, so there would be a back to sit against, but there would be a gap between the part where you sit on and the part where your back leans against. There'd be a little gap there. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because that's what I see, is if they have slipped, okay? And, you know, there's quite a significant C-ring on that key, isn't it? Whether it's like
yes.
a key fob, but it's black, and I know I can see a large black object around that key, okay? So I know that that would be on the keys or on the key ring, for want of a better word. So again, it's just your grandmother's way of saying to you that she's around you. She knows what's going on. And you know, I know that you started saying about a move, that you don't want to go there. But would I be right in saying to you there that there's something to do with, like, that you have to, you know, it's a part of your life what you don't want to do. It's a part of your life where you feel pushed in. It's a part of your life where you feel that, you know, it's not your decision. It's been taken out of your hands. Do you understand this?
Very much. Very, very much. You brought tears to my eyes.
Okay. And I know that I want to say to you that, see, that it's caused a lot of tears in your eyes for quite some time now. And it's been the last, I want to say, the last 2 months that you haven't been sleeping properly because of this. I believe it's you know, the only way I can describe this is like as if something's been taken away from you. So whether that it's been like a breakup or there's been a loss of something, where now we're finding that it's pushing everything else. So what we love and what we adore, it's pushing it out of the way. And I know that that's what is resulting in this move there for you, okay? And I do want to say to you, you know, that it's caused lots of discomfort. There's been lots of sharp words, lots of arguments about this. Do you understand of that?
Very much.
You know, and if I say to you that there's been lots of, like, finger pointing, there's been lots of, it's been directed to so many different people. And let me give you an example. Like, if you never done this, this wouldn't have happened. And if I never
exactly.
done this, because that's exactly what your grandmother's come to say to me. And, you know, she says to me, you know, it's not all your fault, so stop taking all of the blame yourself. You know, it's beyond your control. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. And she says to me about the, now I can hear noise in the background, it doesn't matter that you have children, but I'm aware to see that you have two children. So do you understand that there's two children there with you?
We have about 11 kids.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Okay, then let me talk about the two for some reason, okay? The two youngest ones, okay? Are they boys then?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The two youngest children, are they boys?
My youngest boy, yes, but the two youngest out of the set of kids are two girls.
Okay, I want to talk to you about the two youngest boys, okay?
Okay.
Now, I don't know how old your boys are, and please don't tell me. Because if I said to you that the one, it's affected the one more than anything else. Do you understand this? Because it's like, that's where a lot of the shouting has come from, a lot of the finger pointing. Because it's like, I feel happy here. I feel comfortable. I don't know whether it's been like a little threat. I'm not going with you. I'm not moving anywhere. I'm staying where I am. Do you understand of that with one of the boys?
Yep. That's okay. My oldest twin son, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that I want to say to you about the boys. And I know that it's been, you know, I'm not going anywhere. And really stamping their feet and really digging their heels in, for want of a better word. You know I want to say to you there from your grandmother, you have to do what's right for yourself, okay? And, you know, the children will have to adapt no matter what, because you know what's best for yourself and best for those as closest to you. Understand it?
Yes, I understand.
Obviously, I can hear the tone of your voice change. I don't want to upset you. I really don't, okay? That's not what my aim is to do. My aim is to bring comfort and love. And I know that, you know, with that, that does sometimes bring some tears, okay? But know that your grandmother is so close there to you. You know, and even though that we started off with trying to find your keys, or your mum's keys, should I say, you know, some wonderful information and wonderful evidence has come from that. But she tells me, okay, before you go anywhere, make sure that you take the things down that you put away of hers. Do you understand of this?
That will come again?
Make sure, before you move anywhere, make sure that you take the things that would have belonged to her. So whether it's like a photograph that reminds you of her, or the...
yeah.
So she says to me, don't forget about me. Don't leave me there. Okay,
yeah.
And that's the kind of lady that your grandmother was, you know. She wouldn't want to be left anywhere where she wouldn't feel comfortable. And I'm laughing about this now because, you know, the way she comes across in mannerism, you know, that's absolutely perfect, actually. Do you want to add anything else on in there?
No,
Yeah, I did. One of the things Spirit was telling me is that, you know, you have to remember, honey, that you've got an amazing light of your own. And you're selling yourself short. And you're not giving yourself the credit that you deserve as to how spectacular an individual you are. So honor the beauty within you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Because that, I know your grandmother knows that you're a treasure.
That was you.
Tell her, hello, and said happy birthday.
My mom said happy birthday to her because today is her birthday, and she definitely, I remember, you know, from last week, we've been talking her up, and I'm there like, I don't know, why am I talking her up so much, you know, and I don't
know. She knew you were going to call. She knew you were going to call. We always, Mike and I joke around that the spirit world kind of checks us out first, and they decide whether they're gonna actually grant us time in their world to give you guys the information that you need. But your grandmother believes that you truly are a treasure.
Most
so,
you know, and you know, your grandmother truly knows that you and your mum is wishing a happy birthday, you know. And for so, I just want to blow you a kiss. I know that you can't see me. I know that we're live on the radio. But, you know, that's one thing that your grandmother would have done when she was here, is just blow you a gentle kiss, because that's what she does from the spirit world. So, Ray, I know that we have to move on here. Has that call helped you?
Thank you guys very much.
The pleasure is all ours. Don't forget, you know, download a copy of your reading in Mike Spirit FM. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye now. Bye. Okay, Sarah, we're going to go to another short commercial break here, okay? So you just put your feet up for 5 minutes, regain your energy, and we'll be back just after this.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
Mistakes like any man, but I try to love you best I can. I can't convince you, though heaven knows I try. I've tried to make you see, to make you believe you're all that matters to me. The ground that you walk, the air that you breathe. Someday you'll discover I don't want no other baby. You're all that matters, baby, all that matters to me. Heard before, but that won't happen anymore. No, no, just give your heart to me, and I'll guard it with my life. I don't know what I'd do. You're all that matters to me. The ground that you walk, the air that you breathe. Someday you'll discover I don't want no other. Believe me, you're all that matters, baby. All that matters to me. Well, baby, I know that I found mine. Oh, and if you don't believe it, baby, take a look at the love in my eyes.
You know, Sarah, there's a reason for me playing that song tonight. One of my colleagues in work is getting married on the second week of our tour. And, you know, he's gone on a cruise ship to get married. And he wants to, you know, play that as his song to his new wife. And we've been practicing that song, you know, singing in the van. You wouldn't believe it, but we've been practicing with poor Josh. As you know, I think he's got a little bit worse voice than mine. But you know, when the volume is turned up full, I think we sound absolutely fantastic.
I'm sure you do.
So we've been practicing that for Josh over the last few weeks. I know Josh have had a bit of a rough time of things. So Josh, if you're listening, you know that one's played for you, and I hope and I know that things will go well. But you know, Sarah, if you're gonna get me to sing anything, maybe we'll do it up on that one. Who knows?
Maybe we'll do it on those one. It's a beautiful song. It is such a, I was listening to it. It's a really, really nice song, and how perfect to use for a wedding. Monique, I start to think how many times people are at weddings and they're not aware that their family members on the other side are there. But they truly are, because I know you've seen and I've seen that they show us in the spirit world events that have happened in their loved ones who are still here, and they show it. So those people listening know that our relatives, they're seeing what we're doing, and they are there, especially for those big events.
Almost,
it's such a wonderful thing.
You know, and as I said, you know, I know that Josh has had a bit of a hard time of things, and it was just his Friday just gone. It was his grandmother's funeral, and that's why you know he's had a bit of a hard time. And I know that before his grandmother passed, that he was at the hospital with her, saying to her, come on, Gran, you've got to stay with us. You know, you've got to come to the party. You've got to come to the wedding. And, you know, I turned around and said to him, Josh, she will be there no matter what, whether she's there in spirit or whether she's going to be there in the physical, you know. But bless her heart, I know that she passed on to the spirit world. But I know that she wouldn't miss that for anything. You know, she'll be there, and she'll probably be duetting up with him, singing that song as well. So, you know, I'm sure that he'll have a wonderful time, and you know, I hope that he has many, many happy years to come in front of him.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines. Before we do, Sarah, let's give your information out again of where people can come and see myself, yourself, and how they can obtain private one-to-one sessions with me when I'm over in Florida. Give us those websites again.
Okay, they can learn more about that big event, the Mike Davies UK coming to the USA on Sarah Spiritual, S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com. And let me quickly give out those dates for everyone. If you would like to join Mike at a gallery, our first gallery is going to be October 5th at 7:30 p.m. in West Palm Beach. And we're going to have an additional gallery where Mike and I are going to link up, similar to what we're doing here live on air. He and I are going to link up, and that's going to be on October 7th, which is a Sunday at 4 p.m. And then Mike is available, one of our first dates that we're announcing, he's available for private readings on the 6th of October. And on October 6th, he's going to be available all day from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Mike will be there to give private one-on-one sessions. And he's also going to be participating in our wonderful Archangel Michael event, also in West Palm Beach, on the 29th of September, because Mike is going to be here in the U.S. of A. for 2 weeks, and we plan on keeping him very busy. And for the few times he's in the sun, he will be wearing sunscreen.
Most definitely, you know, and I don't want to be red, blistered, and peeling. Certainly not.
No, you don't. If anyone would like any further information, we also welcome your phone call at 561-682-0955. That's the Enlightenment Center. And Jackie, my assistant, will be happy to take your information and reserve a spot for you and your time slot, either at a gallery or a private session with Mike and myself. All right? So we thank you all.
You know, and you know, again, the website is www.sailorspiritual.com. You can also come over to my website where once we have everything all there together, which, you know, we're almost there. You can come on over to mikespirit.fm. You can come on over to mikedavismedium.com. Come and join me on Facebook, Mike Davis Medium, where, again, all these wonderful events will be posted. And, you know, it's going to be an absolutely fantastic time, and I can't wait. So, Sheila, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you dearly for, you know, making this certainly a dream come true for me. So thank you, Sheila.
Oh, my pleasure. And let's thank the spirit world, because they work in mysterious ways. I mean, it's amazing how someone who follows your show happened to hear one of my shows that I host on Monday, and somehow you listened to my show or they listened to the show, and next thing I know, you invited me to be on your show, and now we're inviting you to come to the U.S. of A. So it's funny circle, but it always goes in a circle, and everything connects the dots perfectly.
Most definitely, you know, and I will say, you know, that there is, you know, not only did the spirit world take me to you, but there was someone, there was, you know, a close friend of mine here in the UK that did point me in your direction, and I thought, let me check out who the Sheila Spiritual is, you know, let me listen to a few of her shows and see what she's all about. And then when I heard you say that, I thought, oh my God, I have to bring you to Mike Spirit FM, an absolutely fantastic ambassador for the spirit world. And that gentleman was Paul Parker, and you know, I thank Paul Parker for introducing us, really, wasn't it?
Yes, he's the one. He's the one who listened and then connected us. And I know he follows a lot of my shows, and I appreciate that. All the way from the UK, he stays up late and is part of a lot of the shows that I do, and as do you. I mean, we keep you up late, but, you know, we can't get enough of you, Mike.
Well, you know, Sheila, it's a bank holiday weekend here in the UK. But we don't actually go to work on Monday, so I'm really looking forward to tomorrow because it's a day off.
Ah, wonderful.
Not so much a day off because we've got, as you quite rightly know, that on Mike Spirit FM Network, we have quite a few hosts. We have a show on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, soon one on a Friday, and my show right to you on Sunday. And, you know, we're going to be meeting up with a few of the hosts tomorrow. One of the producers is with us, and his wonderful wife. We have a wonderful day tomorrow. So I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. And you never know, you might catch me on your show tomorrow evening. You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
All right.
Let's go to caller area code 586. Hello, area code 586. Can I take your name, please? Hello, area code 586. Can I take your name, please? Okay, maybe area code 586 don't want to speak to us. Last chance, I'll pop it back on hold. Area code 586, can I take your name, please? Okay, you never know, Sarah. Maybe she's making a cup of tea. You never know.
Never know.
But I popped it back on hold, and, you know, if we got time, we will come back to her. But let's go to, I know that we have a Skype caller, okay, and the Skype name is Donna MM. Hi, is this Donna?
Hiya, you're right, Mike.
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. Do you know, I kind of recognise that accent. It's a Birmingham accent, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
You know, I have your wonderful dad and mum here with me in this studio tonight. They're being very quiet, playing with a dog. Well, the dog's playing with them, should I say. So Donna and Sheila, do you mind if I sit out of this one? Because, you know, I do kind of know a bit about Donna's life. So is it okay, Sheila, if I sit out of this one?
Yes, go right in.
Okay, Donna, I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful Sheila.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you.
Good, good. Donna, may I have a birth date for you, please?
The 4th of December, 1979.
Okay. You know, Donna, what Spirit talks to me about with you is that this has been a year a lot of ups and downs, and some of the changes that have been taking place. You're being remodeled, so to speak, inside. Yeah, there's been a lot of emotions, a lot of changes that are in process. Some are behind the scenes, and some are manifesting around you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay. Almost like we're getting broken down, built back up. What would you like me to ask Spirit for you, Donna? How would you like me to speak to Spirit for you?
I'd just like to say, I go by the problems that I have been having.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And a specific question for Spirit, Donna, so I can just ask them.
Oh, sorry. to do with my family and you know.
Okay.
What's happening in the family now?
Okay. Spirit is talking about a distance between people, a disruption, a break between people. Does this make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
Okay. They're talking about fences that may not be mended at this time. Too much has been done and said. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. This is a time of healing, Donna. Spirit wants you to heal, and the people around you have to heal as well. All right. Spirit is also talking to me about you're not sleeping very well. You're up. You're not resting. You're actually not even taking care of yourself very well either. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay. And I also feel that your heart is very heavy here. There's a lot of pain in your heart. It just is very heavy. Is this making sense to you?
Yeah.
All right. And Spirit's also talking about you've got to watch what you're eating or not eating because your stomach doesn't feel right to me as well. It's just the stomach is not doing well. You're too anxious, too nervous, so you really need to take better care of yourself.
Yep.
It's going to be 4 months, and in 4 months you're going to have the opportunity to make a choice that's not based on emotion, but it's going to be a choice that's going to allow the mending of fences, all right? But it's going to be a little bit of time, so you have to be patient for things to unfold. There's more behind the scenes in the story. Is there a particular person's birthday you want to give me so that I can give you a little bit more about that person? Do you feel comfortable with that?
Birthday in the spirit world? Or down in our world?
Down in your world.
I don't know.
I'm getting there's a person around you that Spirit is talking about, that there's a disconnect there as well, that there's a miscommunication going on Earth, not in the spirit world, but on Earth.
Yeah.
Okay. Spirit is telling me that not everybody is understanding the story, and you need to keep yourself quiet right now, and not engage. It's because I don't see that you have a miscommunication.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Because it's the connection with the person is a conversation that I don't want to see you have that's going to create problems between the friendship, the love between the two of you. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right. I'm having a little trouble hearing Donna, Mac.
That's okay, Donna. Has our reading helped you there?
It has, yes. It has very much, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you know, as I said, I know I've got your mum and dad here. I promise, you know, dearly that I will pull the dog off them and, you know, leave some bits left for you and make sure that Molly doesn't really, you know, go too wild. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Donna, well, you know, your mum and dad is laughing now, I must be honest. But Donna, please, you know, download a copy of your reading in the archives. I know that, you know, the Taylor and the Spirit World are very closely connected there. You know, I so want to work, but I'm not going to do so because I feel it's a little bit unfair. But Donna, I will say to you, thank you very much for calling in and being a part of the show, and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
All right. And Donna, let me just add this to you. Remember, in 6 months, all the fences are going to be mended, and you're going to really... things are going to really be all right for you. It's just going to be a few months of adjustments and breaking down and rebuilding, all right? So just you hang on to that, because you're anxious. Just hang on to that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, Donna, I'm holding the dog back as we speak. All the best. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, bye. Okay, let's go to area code 610. Hi, area code 610. Can I take your name, please?
Hi. Yes, my name is Marie, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. And I was wondering if you could tell me something about my current relationship. You know, I had a bit of a disagreement with him for about 3 weeks, and we just got back together. But, you know, I just wondered if there's anything I can know about the situation.
Okay.
Marie, can I have your birthday, please?
726-61.
Okay, 726. You know what? I'm going to give you something. 726 is a very important number. And I know New Jersey has cash 3. And I'm going to tell you this. When I give numbers, they play. Whether you choose to play or not, I'm not going to advocate gambling. But 726, which is actually my grandmother's birthday, which is 627 reversed. And my grandmother's always with me in the spirit world. That number is going to come up in the cash 3. Or pick 3, whatever they call it in Jersey, I forget. So you watch for that number, because that's going to be a sign for you. A very powerful birthday. But I will tell you, the first thing you asked, I know Mike's connecting to the spirit world as you start to speak, but the first thing I heard about this agreement is the person is very stubborn. Not that you're not stubborn, but they're very stubborn. I mean, spirit gave me the word stubborn. So, you know, how are we going to progress? Well, spirit's like this. They're stubborn. So there's not going to be a win-win in this situation, because both of you have a need to be validated and right, but more so on his side. So, you know, just remember that, because you bring this up, or you guys try to converse about this, and that stubbornness is going to pop back up, and it's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Am I making sense to you?
When you say let sleeping dogs lie, you mean what? End the relationship, or
no? Just table the conversation. It's done. It's over. That was then. This is now. Just let it be, because they're a stubborn person, and they're going to need to be right in this situation, and we don't want to go there.
Right. Well, does it seem like he will want to continue the relationship, or will he need to end it to be right? You know what I'm saying?
No, he doesn't need to end it to be right. Getting that, because he wouldn't engage back in communicating with you, because what's very interesting, the vibe I get from him is that he's done, he's done. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
When is his birthday, please?
I only know that he's an Aries with an April birthday. I don't know the day.
Well, that's good enough for me, honey. All right, I'm not an astrologer, but I'm going to tell you, Aries don't like to be wrong. All right?
Yeah.
So, and very, again, now I understand why he said stubborn, and no disrespect to my friends who are Aries out there, but very stubborn, a need to be right, very strong personality. So this individual is not going to torture themselves or torture you by coming back and not trying to give it a try. There is a good connection there. There's a caring. They're just not an easy person. And you're a very heartfelt person, and sometimes they can be a little cold. So that may be something that makes you not want to stay in the relationship. I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you. And you may feel, the way spirit shows me, that you don't want to do this anymore, because they may be a little bit too much for you. But time will tell. Is it a bad relationship? No, it's a challenging relationship, because you two are different people. You have different styles of communicating, different styles of demonstrating love. So it takes some getting used to, and he's just very set in his ways. He is not a flexible person.
Yeah.
Mike, what did you need to add to that from the spirit world?
Thank you, Sarah. You know, from what I've got there with you, there, Mary, you know, certainly that, you know, I feel mum, if I'm honest with you. So do you understand your mum, first of all, in the spirit world?
Well, you know, she might be halfway now. I think she's like kind of like, you know, not entirely in this world. She's still alive, but it could be a grandmother as well.
Okay. Now, see, as you're saying, not entirely, you know, I believe, see, okay, let me just go with what I got, okay? I know I have a lady that's with me that I know when she passed, she was in hospital. Okay, she makes her way that there's something to do with my stomach, and I know whenever the spirit world gives me conditions in my stomach, it doesn't mean this is what she had in mind, okay, but the condition that I recognize that's resulting with me, it's like a cancerous kind of a condition. I know this is how she would have passed on to the spirit world.
My ex-husband's mother died of breast cancer, but there was complications that might have involved the stomach, so she was in the hospital. Maybe could it be her?
Mary, let me cut in there. As I said, this is how the spirit world makes me recognize things, okay? Whenever I feel stomach, I associate that with cancer, okay? So if
it's
mother-in-law that passed of breast cancer, I'm happy with that, okay, because I know it's cancer. This is how this lady would have passed on to the spirit world, okay?
Okay.
Now, I know as she comes closer that she would be, I know you just said the ex-husband's ex-mother-in-law, that's fine. I know that she comes closer to me at the moment, okay? And she makes me aware that to say to you that, you know, you feel as if you're unsure now. Do you understand of this? Is this as if it's like, I really don't know what to make of it anymore. Do you understand of this?
It is. That's why I'm calling in. Yes, definitely.
And I know that she tells me that it's like, you know, you just don't feel the same anymore. And, you know, it's like so much has changed and there's lots of water gone under the bridge. Now, I know that it's only been for a few weeks or a few months that you was parted. But, you know, those few weeks has made you really sit back and take notice and make some changes in your life. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it didn't feel the same when I got back with him. No, it didn't.
Okay. No, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, Mary, okay? I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. What I am saying is that your mother-in-law or your ex-mother-in-law understands this, okay? And she's been there. Now, she tells me here that, you know, you've become more as if you're, and please excuse the expression, but putting yourself away. Now, what I mean by that is, like, you've been finding yourself doing more pottering around the kitchen, or you've been doing different things. You've been keeping yourself out of the way of late. Is that right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess you could say that, yeah.
Okay, because she tells me here that you're finding yourself being more busier than what you normally would, because it's like, oh, I got stuff to get on with. I can't be, not that you can't be bothered, but I can't be dealing with it. There's so much going on in your mind, so much going on in your head. It's like it's hard to comprehend it all in one go, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And she recognizes this, and she tells me here that, you know, for what you need to do, you know, I'm not going to say to you, you need to end or you mustn't end it. What I will say to you there, Mary, is that, you know, follow your inner feeling there. Follow your gut feeling, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires us. Do you understand this? You get lots of gut feelings, yeah?
Yeah, I do. But sometimes they seem contradictory. That's why I'm like,
okay.
I'll get one minute and then the next minute, like, oh, I shouldn't have done that.
It's the gut feeling,
yeah.
Okay, is what's in the pit of the stomach. That's where the spirit
yeah.
will inspire us, okay? So, you know, don't allow your head to rule your heart and your heart to rule your stomach. Go with your inner feeling, your gut feeling, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires us, okay? Now, I'm being told that you... Excuse me, I don't mean to laugh, but, you know, she says to me, you make a nice casserole. Do you understand of that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm coming to your home, okay? because she says to me, makes a nice casserole, and I know that that's what she's come to say. So either that she would have enjoyed your cooking, or you would have cooked for her, or something, and she just makes reference to the casserole and the cooking there. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Her mother came direct from Ireland, and she actually never met me. She died before I, you know, could meet her.
Bless her heart. Okay, because I know that she makes me aware. You know. Of all the wonderful things that she enjoyed, okay? So if even if you didn't meet her, then, you know, all the wonderful things that she knew about you, she just makes you aware
yeah.
of these wonderful things, yeah, okay? And if she's
yeah.
from Ireland, you know, that's just across the water there from me, and it's not far away. But I know that she just comes through, and she just wants to settle her vibration with you at the moment and say to me, you know, even though that you feel it's a difficult time that you're going through, just know that she's there with you, trying to uplift, trying to guide you, trying to do everything that she possibly can there for you. Do you understand of this?
Thank you.
Okay. Mary, I know that I need to move on, because we've got quite a few more callers that we need to try and get through, and time is ticking away so fast. But, you know, I've
okay.
helped you a little bit there.
Yes, you did. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and thank
Good.
You for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, and that's you'll be able to retrieve a copy of that read in the archives. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye, Marie.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I know that we're going to pick up another Skype caller, and I know that this caller is a bit of a great friend, Sarah, between the two of us. And I know the minute that you're going to bring him in that you're going to recognize his voice. Just give us a second here. I'm clicking a few buttons and see what happens. Maybe he doesn't want to speak to us. Either. You never know. Hi, Paul. Are you there with us? Maybe Paul doesn't want to speak to us. Either. You never know.
He must be listening. Okay.
Can you hear me? I can hear someone. Hello?
Hiya, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Let me turn down the TV.
See that?
Wait a minute.
How old is that? He's listening to the TV. I'm listening to us.
I don't know. I'm feeling slighted, Mike. I would think we'd be able to hold his attention.
Well, you know what I mean? I feel as if, you know, pushed up to the one side of the TV. Paul, I hope it's something more interesting than me and Sarah are on.
No, I've been trying to fix my dad's clock.
Well, that's a little bit different then, if you're trying to do some good. But I still see the need of why you have to have the TV on when you know, myself and Sarah is live on the radio.
I've been listening to you. I've been listening to all of it, and there was someone in the background, not the last call, Elaine from Birmingham.
Well, you know, Paul, you've just passed the test. Thank you very much. Yes, there was. Paul, I know that you've been trying to come through. You've been on and off, in and out, in and out. But, Paul, I know that... what can we help you with?
Right, I'll read him, please.
Okay. Paul, we only have a few minutes now, mind, okay? So we're going to try and go as quick as we can. Me and Sarah's going to work together, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Sarah, do you want to start off with our wonderful friend Paul here?
I do, because Spirit is showing me that Paul is kind of breaking free. He's been feeling stuck for a while, and it's almost as if he's moving forward now. Not as fast as he would like, but he has to realize that things take time. There's been almost a sedentary, stationary feeling around Paul, and, you know, Paul's been frustrated by this. But now things are starting to move. So he needs to take baby steps and know that things are coming for him for a reason, for a purpose, but in God's time, not in Paul's time. Paul is not a patient person. Does this make sense to you, Paul?
Yeah, that's very true. It has been quiet. As you're saying, things are now starting to move, hopefully, as you say.
It's interesting because it's going to pick up pace for you. And you're going to learn more about yourself. You know, you actually, even though you've been stationary, you've still looked around at everything that was not coming to you, not moving. And it took quite a while before you stopped and said, okay, if nothing's going on around me, then perhaps there's a reason for me to look inside of me. And Spirit is applauding you. Bravo. Bravo, by George. I think you've got it now. You finally came around and realize you had to look into yourself before the outward world would begin to move again. And by that self-examination, Spirit is saying that a lot of blessings are coming for you. I see the formation of business opportunities, entrepreneurship for you, a partnership being forged. And this partnership is going to kind of put you on track for what you're supposed to do next with your life. Is there talk of merging some sources and people together?
I've been told this, and now you're the sixth person to say this.
Well, you know, my friend's mother used to say, 1,000 Frenchmen can't be wrong. So it must be coming, okay?
Yes, yeah, September, I've been told, but if it happens, the whatever that's, but you're, it's kept on being mentioned. But okay. I still don't know what it is. The Spirit won't tell no one what it is. I know it's doing my spiritual work. I know it's doing my spiritual stuff, but they will not tell me what it is.
Well,
no one knows.
That's an
element of surprise, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah, it's an element of surprise. That's all I'm getting. They say no, we can't tell you, and they're not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise.
Okay, Paul. I don't mean to cut over you, but you know, I am aware of a gentleman, and the minute that you started speaking, Paul, my chest has gone so bad. You know, I'm wheezing, I'm gasping for my breath. I know this is how this man was before he passed on to the spirit world there.
Yeah, it says that my father.
Heavy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, it is his father. Yeah.
Okay, well, if this is your dad, okay, let me go a bit further with him, okay, because I know I you know, it's all too easy for me to say that, but I have to work with him and try and get more information out of him, okay?
Okay.
Because I know as he wheezed and as he's gasping for his breath, you know, I believe that he's a bit stubborn. I don't want to have it checked. I'm fine. Leave me alone. Just leave me get on with my life. I know that this is a condition that would have taken him. I don't know whether it was the heart. I'm certainly feeling some pains in my chest here as this gentleman's with me. I know he's I want to say a little bit rounded, a bit chubby, particularly around the cheeks there, and around the face there, quite nicely in the build of his face. Do you understand that he's quite rounded there, quite chubby in the cheeks?
You might have his brother, not my father.
Okay, see, and that's why, this is why that we have to, you know, I have to go on with it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I have to give you the right communication. And was it his brother that complained of the chest? And as I said, his chest pains, he's wheezing, he's coughing. I know that he makes you aware, you know, he wasn't a fantastic age when he passed. I believe I would speak to you that he was maybe around his mid-50s, his late 50s. And if I'm honest with you, I feel 58 of when I passed on to the spirit world there, Paul. Does that fit with your dad?
Yeah, that sounds like his brother. He's,
Okay, see, now don't dismiss your dad as well, okay? But I know it's your dad's brother is my communicator, and he's the one that's come through here at the minute, okay? And, you know, Paul, he says to me that, you know, exactly what you have already said, you're not a very patient man. I know that you've been kind of arguing, for want of a better word, with the spirit world. Come to know what I'm doing. Don't put me in places where I'm not comfortable. I'm going to bang my hands up on the desk in the studio. That's where you've been. You're frustrated is the word I'm looking for. Do you understand this?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, because I'm sitting here on my own. Want to get on with it. I'm sitting here going, come on, push me to where I've got to be. And then going, no.
Exactly.
That's true.
Okay.
Very true.
You know, I always remember being said to me, you know, a long time ago, best thing comes to whom awaits, you know. And, you know, the best thing is coming, you know, particularly when I arrive and meet Sarah and do some wonderful work with Sarah. So, you know, I've been waiting 19 years, you know, for this to happen. But, you know, and it says, doesn't it, like the saying goes, the best thing comes to whom awaits. You know, so be patient. You know, allow the spirit world to work you and build you up to the way they need you to be, to where they want you to be, not where Paul Parker wants him to be. Do you understand this?
Cause it's, yes, I understand, yes.
Just to come out the way you're going to, okay? It's not about you. It's not about who you are. It's about where the spirit world wants their channels to be at a particular time, okay? Because
yes,
that's one thing that we must remember. I know that you do. I'm not giving you a lecture. I know that you understand the same as me. We are but just channels for the spirit
world. That's it. We're channels. Nothing else.
For the spirit to come through and deliver the messages of love, hope and comfort to people, okay?
That's it.
But you know, Paul, there's one thing, and you know, I'm not saying this to be detrimental to anyone, you know, there's one thing I've always remained in my whole 19 years of my work for the spirit world is, this is nothing to do with Mike Davis. I'm just the in-between bit. And I will let them take me where they want me to be. If I'm destined just to work you know, the churches for the rest of my life, then so be it. I'm happy to do that. If I am meant to be traveling from one country to the next, then I will do that. If I'm meant just to do radio for the rest of my life, then I will do that. I'm just happy to be a channel for them. At what level, it's up to them to put that in front of me. I will take the opportunities as they come, but they are in control.
Paul, Spirit just want you to understand one thing. The same impatient feeling that you get with the spirit world and what's next, they tell me, do not feel that way about relationships. Do not wonder when. Do not wonder how. They will bring the person to you. And when the person is there, do not rush the process. Do not get impatient. Do not want to know, is this the one? Do not keep looking for answers. They will bring it to you. Do not question. The relationship will manifest, and you will have the relationship that you so desired. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Paul, I know that we have to come to a time. I want to end the show a little bit different today.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling and allowing us to work with your lovely people. Sarah, just one last time, give us your web address and how people can contact you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Mike. You can reach me, Sarah, at Sarah Spiritual, that's S-A-R-A-H, spiritual.com. And you can learn more about myself, my center in West Palm Beach, Florida. And you can learn more about all the upcoming events with Mike Davis. He's going to be at the center on October 5th for a gallery, October 6th for private reading, October 7th for a gallery with myself and Mike doing a Joint Gallery. He'll be there for our big Archangel Michael event on September 29th. So it's all going to be wonderful. So we look forward to having Mike in town with us at the Expedito Enlightenment Center in West Palm Beach. And again, you can learn more about this at sarahspiritual.com. And Mike, thank you so much for having me as your guest here this afternoon.
You know, Sarah, the pleasure is all mine. I can't wait for 3 weeks' time. I know that you'll be back on air with me just before that, so I'm really looking forward to that. You know, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for calling in. I'd like to apologize to those that couldn't actually get through, because I know that there's still a few more of you online. But keep trying. You will get through. And I say for me, from Sarah, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Love a woman, to understand her, you gotta know her deep inside. Hear every thought, see every dream, and give her wings when she wants to fly. Then when you find yourself lying helpless in her arms, you know you really in her.